Psalm 31 is where we are in our reading. And we're in this psalm for 3 days. We were there yesterday, we're here today, and we're there tomorrow. And it is a very interesting psalm. It shows David's heart. He's crying out to God. He doesn't like his oppressors. He doesn't like those who are causing him trouble at all. And he says it all just like it is. He cries out and he tells God to do really kind of not too nice things to those that are persecuting him. But in the beginning, he says he trusts God. In the middle, he says he trusts God. And at the end, he says he trusts God. What a psalm showing an example for how we're supposed to pray, how we're supposed to tell God, yes, we believe in you. Yes, it's hard down here and we're going through hard times. I thought, wow, there are Christians in this world today that could actually pray this same prayer. Absolutely. Those who are in Iraq. I thought of them as I read. What an appropriate psalm. So I didn't want to share this morning from today's portion, because a lot of today's portion is saying, go get them, God. So let's take a verse. Let's look at verse 7, Psalm 31, verse 7 from the King James. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities. God, you know me. You know all about me. You know what I'm thinking. You know what I'm feeling. You know me. I have relationship with you. That's what he's saying. The message says, I'm leaping and singing in the circle of your love. You saw my pain. You disarmed my tormentors. Wow. In the circle of his love. I couldn't help but think this morning, though it's terrible in Iraq, those Christians, I bet many of them, are in a cocoon with Jesus where they've never been before. They're experiencing something relational with him that Daniel experienced. God is having communion with those people as they are standing for him. And then that was from yesterday, leaving today out. Let's go to one verse from tomorrow. 31:19. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. And message just translates it great. What a stack of blessing you have piled up for those who worship you, ready and waiting for all who run to you to escape an unkind world. Wow, what a God we have, and how we can trust in him, how we can run to him. And we have a stack of blessings coming to us from him. We need to acknowledge it day by day. I shared this when we had the women's meeting a couple of months ago. Enjoying the little simple things that God does for us every day. And they can be really simple. It's as simple as seeing a pretty bird in flight. It's as simple as seeing two eagles flying in harmony. It's as simple as hearing the waves on the beach and enjoying how great is his creation, how wonderful he is. It's that little time when you're going through something and God, just, you know he's there. He's close to you and it's whispering in your ear, I love you, dear. I'm holding your hand and we're going to get through this together. I'm there. I'm with you. The little tiny things, let's focus on them. Let's give thanks for those things and know that our God is so great. And yes, I know he's over there. He sees what's going on and he's with those people right now. Amen. Let's stand and let's say the two verses that I selected this morning from the Message Bible. Let's have some fun, okay? I'm leaping and singing in the circle of your love. You saw my pain. You disarmed my tormentors. What a stack of blessing you have piled up for those who worship you, ready and waiting for all who run to you to escape an unkind world. And he does this, and his love and his mercy go on forever and ever and ever. We're going to sing about it this morning, then we're going to jump into his river, and then we are going into worship this morning.
Amen.
Amen.